Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Real, funny, and Vegas strong. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It was so funny. I saw a post the other day. Over the weekend, I was looking at Facebook, and somebody, this girl admittedly says, I'm not a sports fan. I've never been a sports fan. The Golden Knights have made me into a sports fan. And now I'm going to have to get into baseball as well. She goes, it's amazing. All these professional teams that we have here now in Las Vegas. I'm going to have to go to the new ballpark and see the Aviators when the Red Sox come to town. Because my dad would be proud, she said.
That's adorable.
Not realizing that. It's on Major League. But listen, this is a big freaking deal.
Yeah.
This Las Vegas ballpark opening tonight, the Aviators' first game. You know, they've been the 51s for years. And Cashman was good, not great. And I get it. And it's a hike for a lot of folks to kind of go there, and wasn't always the best neighborhood and all those kind of things. And it kept folks away.
Yep.
I think this beautiful new ballpark will change that
a
little bit, even though it's still more of a hike for a lot of folks.
A lot of people.
Sure.
This is out there. You know, I mean, if you don't go to downtown Summerlin, you ain't going here. But right.
Well, my buddy and I live in Henderson, and we'll go out there for a couple of games. So
live in a real city and see what it's like to actually have to go somewhere to go to a game.
Yeah,
I mean that's I've always laughed about people in Sam Boyd Stadium too. Oh, it's so far. You know what I mean? If you live in the suburbs in a real city, you got to go. When I say real city, I mean like big and spread out.
And unlike Sam Boyd Stadium, this still has the Aviator Stadium has that new stadium smell.
Yeah.
Yes. So tonight, throwing out the first pitch is our buddy Haley Dawson. Her mom, Young, is on the phone. Hey, Young.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
So how long ago did they call you for this? Because it seems like it's fairly recent.
Well, you know, I reached out to them and said, hey, can she come out and throw out a pitch sometime this season? I figured it just makes sense, right? It's Las Vegas. And a few weeks ago, I got an email asking if she would throw out the first pitch on opening night. And I was pretty shocked by that. And, you know, and then I got UNLV involved, and they built her a new hand. And, I mean, the whole thing is just awesome.
Yeah, she's got a new Aviator's hand.
How many hands does Haley have now?
I think this is her 40th.
I was going to say, it's got to be close to 40.
Wow.
I'm still waiting for the Chet Buchanan Show hand, but that's all right. That's cool. I thought we were family, but okay. Maybe not. I love too hard. That's the problem. That's my problem. I love too hard and too fast.
Yeah, you can't smother him, Chet. You have to just let her breathe.
You know me.
Yeah. When it stops moving, let go.
Jesus, Young, did you hear that story yesterday? So I meet this new group of people last Friday night, and I want them to like me so bad. And I realized it's a problem. I have severe FOMO.
Yeah.
And I have a severe need to be liked. And honestly, just saying it out loud has helped it. I've calmed down. I can feel it internally.
Good.
I've calmed down greatly.
Everybody does like you. So, you know, you have nothing to worry about.
I don't know. The list of people who don't is long yet distinguished. And I'm just more than paranoid. So I meet this woman, and I want her to like me so bad that I high-fived her four times in the first 20 minutes. Am I right? High five, idiot.
And you're not a high five guy.
No, I'm not high five. High five and white guy.
Like every once in a while, you and I will do it, but.
But here's the thing. That was fine. It was the two chest bumps that you
that's
really,
really what's
it's too much.
So
I'm gonna high five you next time I see you.
You brought it up, buddy.
See, and I put myself out there, and this is what I get
right
back.
I'm a kisser.
Oh, God.
Well, we love you, and we're really proud of you. So is this going to be a quiet summer now, or are you guys still going out and doing first pitches and going to ballparks, or do you get to let her? Does she get to be a kid this summer?
You know, we're going to go to a few ballparks just to see some games, but just as a fan, you know, nothing, no pitches. We were invited to the Hall of Fame induction. We're still trying to decide if we're going.
Dude, what's the question here?
Well, you know, it's going to be really hot and...
Says the girl living in Vegas.
Well, hot and sweaty. There's a difference,
yeah, no, it's
right?
Steamy.
That's true.
Steamy, yeah. In Cooperstown.
And her Orioles hand is going into the National Hall of Fame Museum. So, you know,
that's
awesome. We'll see about that. We'll see what we're
going to
do.
We might not go. I don't know. It's just the Hall of Fame. Are you kidding me right now?
Cool.
Oh, my God. Couldn't love you more than I do.
When it's sweaty and hot, and you know,
Why didn't you guys, when they put your hand in the Hall of Fame, why didn't you go, it's too sweaty? I didn't want to sweat.
You know, and I can just imagine, you know, years down the line, Bryce Harper is being inducted. I can't make it. It's too hot and sweaty.
Too sweaty. I don't want to sweat. I don't want to get sweat in my beard.
Yeah.
All right. Wait. We need you here for a second. Can you hang for one more second?
Sure.
Because it's time for our P1 Sports. It's a P1's court. All right, this, so funny, while I was going through Facebook, I saw this on Sunday. That's all I did. I sat on the couch for so long in the same place on Sunday that my butt hurt.
Oh, wow.
Literally, my legs started to fall asleep, like when you sit too long on the toilet when you're on Twitter. So, a friend of mine who will remain nameless. Last night, our sitter's boyfriend showed up at our house while we were out. She didn't tell us he was coming over. We saw it on our front door camera. Is this grounds for immediate termination? And she posted the text exchange. How did the baby go down? Was he upset? Yes, he was. Ha ha. But he got over it pretty quickly. Hey, we saw on the camera some guy show up and he didn't leave. Are you okay? Really smart way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's my boyfriend! !! Sorry, he was going to bring me food. Is that okay? There wasn't food in his hands, so we didn't know who he was. Would feel more comfortable with you letting us know ahead of time before bringing people over. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. He was going to come here and go get it. Sorry, that was my bad for not asking first. He'll leave. Yes, please, and thank you. Let's start with Young. Are you firing the babysitter when the boyfriend comes over unannounced?
It's a job. Do you bring your boyfriend to work? No, you don't.
So you fire him?
I guess it depends on, you know, how long has she been a babysitter, all that stuff. But for the most part, I think I would, because that's something you would talk about first.
Little Jess is about to burst, and I'm going to keep her on ice for a couple of minutes just because it's fun. I strong feelings on this?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, really? But, in the middle?
No, I'm not in the middle. I'm stern about what I would do.
Excellent. So,
stern.
Okay, so in this situation, the baby's not that old, and I believe it's their first. So they haven't been a babysitter that long. Fire them or not fire them?
Fire.
Yeah, I think you have to.
I think you have to.
702-364-9898. Here's what's fun. Young, we love you. Give Haley a squeeze for us.
Love you guys too.
And the rest of the people in your family that we don't care about. I'm just joking. Give Zach a hug and your husband to shake his hand for me. All right,
we'll do.
I'll see you.
Bye, Young.
So, fire or not fire?
I give her one more shot, personally. But I'm curious to know, because Little Jess is the only one that I know that, like, you have a kid, so you have to really, I mean, that's your kid. You really have to trust that person. So, like, I would think that if they're watching your kid and she's been doing a good job.
I can't believe you, the arbiter of all rules and laws.
Yeah, America's hall monitor.
I am shocked.
I know. This is the whole thing, is I'm just like, I want to think that her intentions were pure,
Please to be stopping everything for just a moment. Final exam today. Kayla's title, America's hall monitor.
America's hall monitor. I'll take that. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but yet you're going, this rule was violated. The I'll step right out there. Fired immediately.
Okay.
The sanctity of your home has been violated. This is, she didn't ask. She knew what she was doing. This is not, don't play coy with me. And had there not been a doorbell camera, he would still be there right now, hiding in the closet. No, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you not know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I'm just saying, I think I would give her another chance is what I would do anyhow. Because America. You hit her up and you were like, hey, you know, why is he there? Oh, he's bringing me food. There is a chance that he genuinely was trying to bring her food.
When you were babysitting, did you get caught sneaking a boyfriend in? Is that why you're soft on this one?
No, no. When I used to babysit, I didn't date a whole lot. I had a boyfriend in high school, but like, I guess when I was, I just, yeah.
Keep in mind, Kayla's the one who wants jail time for jaywalking. That's actually
real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
You know what I realized? We've been talking about it, but it's opening day.
Yeah.
Which in a lot of cities, Chicago, St. Louis, they go upside down. Milwaukee, Boston, Cincinnati. I mean, with major league towns, they go crazy for opening day for the first home game for the baseball season. And I think now that we have this beautiful new stadium and it just seems different with the team. Like for a lot of people, they're like, oh, we've got a team now.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's the same. We had the 51s for years and the Stars before that, and it's all been the same team.
Right.
But it's just got different jerseys and names and whatnot. But it does have that feel of just newness to it. Yeah. So happy opening day, everybody.
I love it.
So for the opening day, and it's important with baseball because you got to know the weather.
Yep.
For the game. Although in Las Vegas, whatever. Mm. But no, 83. And I don't know about anybody else's phone. I get updates. Like, I get these these notifications. Warning, warning, high wind warning today, which probably isn't really great for baseball, but whatever.
No, Ted Pretty was saying that, hey, if you're going to go out to the ballpark, bring a sweater or something because of the wind.
Like it'll make it cold?
Yeah, I guess. That's all I read was well, he was
there's
saying.
There's enough chill
to. That's what a sweater means. I guess I don't need it explained. Yeah. I suppose, yeah.
You cover your face from the dust and debris.
Well, that's what I thought, because you're going to get pelted with stuff. You need an extra layer.
Wear a mask.
Maybe. P1's court. So Wanda brings up a great question on this. So the babysitter brought her boyfriend over, didn't ask first. They caught him. They caught him on the front door camera. And a friend of mine had posted this. Initially, it was fairly split, but it swung a solid 85% one direction on this.
Hmm.
They want to know if it's grounds for termination. I say without a doubt, with a caveat. Wanda, let's let you go first. You had a question?
So my question is, did they set down ground rules for her?
Do you have to tell the babysitter that it's not okay to bring your boyfriend over?
I kind of think they needed to say, we don't want anyone here. You know, you're welcome to eat anything in the fridge, blah, blah, blah. You know, that kind of thing. If they didn't do that, then that's kind of on them. But I would, if it was me, though, I would probably fire her.
I asked the same question. Here was the response I got. I never said she couldn't, but I figured that's a common sense kind of thing. You don't bring a stranger into someone's house.
Well, the whole thing is, if she's there for the protection of the baby, make sure baby's not choking and eating and changed, and if boyfriend's over, that stuff's not going to happen.
Yeah, you can't do that while you're making out with your boyfriend on the couch.
Dereliction of duty.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Court-martialed for that.
Then you need a different kind of protection.
He's gone.
When you're on the couch with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, so fire or don't fire?
Fire.
Yeah. I think so, too. The more I've thought about it, even the more now that I've said it out loud, my only thing was, you have to, in your own mind, can you ever trust them again? Are you able to 100% trust them, or is it going to be in the back of your mind?
It'll always be in the back of my mind for sure. The trust is, you know, broken a little bit.
Everyone makes mistakes. So it's like, okay, she made a mistake and clearly you guys don't like it. So maybe she can fix that. That's the only reason I'm saying, like,
I can't believe America's hall monitor is saying this.
It's the weirdest thing because you guys know I love rules. I really do like following the rules and doing everything like that. It's just one of those things for me that I'm like, I feel like she really was genuinely sorry that she made a mistake.
I've sat back. So, how did you gather that?
Oh, he came over to bring me food.
She's piled a lie on top of it.
Well, you're assuming she's piled a lie on it. She told you why he
came
over.
You're assuming she's sorry.
That's the whole thing is I'm like, she said that she made a mistake, so I'm only going by the facts that were presented that that's what she said.
It's a lie. You know that's a lie. How do you not believe that's a lie?
I don't know. I guess I just want to believe that she made a mistake and that she can fix her ways.
Fair enough. You're certainly allowed to disagree.
And by God, there are cameras everywhere. So if she's going to do it again, then she's just stupid.
Then she's stupid. Exactly.
She might be stupid to begin with.
Maybe.
The only way she's going to learn from this is if you do fire her. So now she knows going into the next. No. I think it's true.
Who are you and what have you done with Kayla Jo Walker?
She made an infraction and firing. I mean, that's like saying that, like, you brought someone in here and then the boss didn't like who you brought in here. So then they're going to fire you.
But we're not taking care of babies.
And there's our girl. She used the term infraction. Yeah. America's hall monitor is back. is back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just shocked. I'm surprised. I thought when I first said we were going to do this, I went, there is no way in the world Kayla would like jail time. For that, I mean, you know what I mean, for the boyfriend for trespassing. I mean, I'm surprised. I'm surprised you didn't think that they should both take a beating.
Old school way.
Oh yeah, Uber driver Cheryl, fire or not fire?
Oh, she's fired. I don't know what's wrong with Kayla today. I would agree with you. I would believe that she would have went the other way. But sometimes you just feel a little generous. So maybe she's so generous today.
You know what? Kayla's in her womanly ways. She's just keeping us guessing. Mm. Her feminine wiles.
Yes,
you never know. You never know what to expect from that one. She's a wild card.
Now, this will be a rarity.
She definitely piled lies on top of lies, and that means that she's malicious, you know, can't be trusted. So she would have to get fired. Unless she's a family member or someone that you really can't get rid of, then that's the only way she would get an exception.
Nope, but, cut her out of the will. She doesn't get to go to grandma's birthday anymore.
She definitely gets fired from the job of having people come in. If he was at the door, it's different, and she didn't let him in, then that means that she was actually, you know, doing what she should do, even though she has the pressure of a boyfriend. But if he came inside the house, she is fired.
Yeah, you know what? You just brought up another point that I'll get to in a second. Spence has been dying to get in on this.
Y'all act like you haven't been teenagers before.
Yeah.
Ease up on the girl. And so, no, you don't fire her. And they then have to name the result of the unplanned pregnancy after me.
Bingo.
Bingo. Gotcha.
No,
Little Spencer.
Yeah.
I guess for me, like, I would only trust someone with my kid. I wouldn't have a random stranger in there. So, like, I would trust someone, like, a friend's daughter. So if she made a mistake like this, I'd be like, hey, just don't let it happen again. So that way, like, it's not like a random stranger bringing another random stranger into the house. Does that make sense?
You know what? I'd like to once again impart the wisdom of a very wise man. I heard this 5 or 6 years ago. Y'all act like you haven't been teenagers before. Oh, no. You just said that.
I did. That's me.
Which, by the way, Kayla, this is me digging my feet in over here. This is me digging my heels in. Y'all act like you haven't been teenagers before. She knew exactly what she was doing. She knew exactly why she shouldn't be doing it. You know better. You're not that stupid. And if you are that stupid, oh, I didn't know it'd be a problem to have my boyfriend come over while I'm babysitting. And by the way, she texted him first. Hey, I'm babysitting. Come over. Here's the address. Mm-hmm. I guarantee at some point you go in her phone, there's a text that says that.
Okay.
You think she didn't know?
She may have.
Again, I don't even know you anymore. I don't even know you. Oh, our buddy Yahtzee. Hi, Yahtzee.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, buddy. So you've got, okay. So you and your hot boyfriend go out for a lovely night, and you leave the baby at home. Not so much a baby anymore, but you leave her at home, and you expect her to be safe. Boyfriend shows up. You see it on the camera. Do you fire her immediately, or do you give her another chance?
Fire her, definitely.
And why?
So, mainly because in middle school, I had a friend that babysat for her neighbors and stuff, and she did it on a regular basis all the time. Her boyfriend would come. Like, you know, they're within the same neighborhood. The boyfriend lives within the same neighborhood. And she would call him after the kids went to sleep, and he'd come over, and they'd hang out. And then she got caught, but, like, obviously, like, there wasn't Ring and doorbell or anything like that. I think a neighbor saw him coming, and the neighbor told the parents, and the parents were like, hey, you know, like, what happened? And she's like, oh, you know, like, we were just studying or something, and then so she's like, it won't happen again, don't worry about it. And he still kept coming over with her, like, even after. Like, they were just more sneaky about it. He'd come in through the back door so nobody would see him.
Yeah.
So it's not that she didn't know. Like, she definitely knew. Like, my friend was doing it, like, almost every weekend that she was babysitting. You know, it was, like, her weekend job. And she was, like, continuously having her boyfriend come over to, like, these houses where she was babysitting. Like, supposed to be babysitting because, yeah, they were on the couch making out. Like, and if he had a car to go get her food, they're old enough to know, like, yeah, you shouldn't be at where I'm supposed to be working watching the kids. Like,
dang, look at Yahtzee bringing the knowledge. Mm-hmm. Nice job. Have a great day.
Yeah, no, definitely fire her.
All right. We'll see you soon. Say hi to Lilybug. Give Lilybug a hug for us. All right, bye. That's some damning evidence right there, isn't it? That is a compelling argument, isn't it?
You're not going to turn me. Like, I know how I feel about it.
Stick to your guns, Kayla.
Exactly.
That's right.
I personally, if I was in this situation, I would not fire the girl.
By the way, I've gotten three personal texts in just, like, the last 2 minutes of people going, get Kayla to admit she has done this. Tell the truth.
Nope.
No? Brittany, now, to be fair, Brittany says, give the girl another chance. Why do you say that?
I mean, I think Spence hit it right on the head. Like, we've all been teenagers, and we've done silly stuff. And, I mean, and if I have cameras in and out of the house, oh, girl, you're not going to do it again. You're not going to try me again. I'm going to know. So, hopefully, I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. You screwed up. Now, I think I don't necessarily agree with Kayla. I don't think she's sorry. I think she's sorry she got caught. She's sorry she got caught, but she's not sorry that she did it. So let's hope she doesn't do it again. Now, my 8-year-old has been listening this whole time, and, oh, Mama, we have to fire her. He has to go right now. He is, like, every time somebody says fire, he's looking at me. She told you they need to be fired.
Yeah, you know what's funny, too? As a kid, innocently, I might have been the one to drop dime on the babysitter and not even know I was doing it. Oh, yeah. So what did you guys do while we were out? Oh, I met this really nice boy, but he didn't have a shirt on.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.